Recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X Studio. This is Northeast Georgia Business Radio presented by Regions Bank. Embrace the FN life. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Tom Sheldon. And yeah, we're coming to you live from the beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. Folks, I am excited. I have a studio full of people, really cool people. In fact, we have so many people here, so many guests here that I run out of mics. No, seriously, with me today is, can I call y'all the gang from the Classic Center?
I like that.
The Classic Center of Athens, Georgia. Do we have to say Athens, Georgia? I guess we need to.
It helps.
The classic of the Classic Centers, if there's more than one. With me today, you've already heard his voice. I have with me President and CEO of the Classic Center, Mr. Paul Kramer.
Happy to be here.
How are you, sir?
Doing really well.
I have with me Danny Bryant, Arena General Manager.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much for having me.
I got the arena in there.
Didn't get me in trouble. I appreciate that.
Right. And no, premium seating manager and the one who kind of put all this together for us. I have with me Jenny Mallory.
Thanks for having me here today.
How are you,
Jenny? I'm doing great. Thank you.
I saved this gentleman last. This man is the VP of the new hockey team in Athens, Scott Hull. Scott, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
One, you've got an awesome voice. I'm a voice junkie. But Scott Hull, hockey, it's perfect.
It is. I know.
It's like working for the Braves with the last name Aaron or something.
That's
or
right.
Baseball in general, I guess.
100%.
Are you related to
you know, like I said a few minutes ago, I lived in St. Louis for a couple years.
That's right.
I always said Brett Hull was my uncle, so it worked pretty well.
How many free meals did you get?
I got a few.
My man. Before we get into all the fun, I've got to pay a little respect to the man. Paul, you have been around since the beginning of the Classic Center. I got to pay some respect here.
Just means I'm getting old, sir.
Oh, we all are. Don't worry.
No, you're
getting better.
It's been a blast. I mean, since 1995, when we opened the convention center till today, I truly have enjoyed every minute of it. It's been a great ride.
Folks, he is smiling when he says that.
Yep.
No, that is awesome. But you've assembled an amazing team. I got to say that.
Amen. That's what makes it all work.
That's why you're smiling.
Yes, sir. Otherwise, it would be way too hard.
It would be. It'd be like work.
That's right.
Enough of that.
Amen.
Enough of that. The Classic Center. I've been to the Classic Center a million times. You got to share with the folks, and all mics are open, so please jump in whenever you wish. Share with the folks some of the recent successes over almost 30 years.
Sure.
Wow.
I've got to say, I really think that a lot of that goes back to that original board of directors and the commission that had the vision to build the place to begin with. And I think they did an amazing job of articulating a mission that would allow us to grow today, tomorrow, and in the future. It was very clear that we are here to serve the greater community as a civic, cultural, and social center while maximizing that economic impact for the region. And truly, that is what brought us to coming into a new arena as well.
Yeah.
You know, we had done really well with the 2,000-seat Performing Arts Theater, as well as the Convention Center. Collectively, we're doing about 650 events a year with those two venues.
Yeah.
Things were going really well, but the board said, you know, if we're really going to stick to that mission, how do we maximize that? How do we take it to another level and bring Athens to where we think it can really be by bringing more visitors into the area? So we didn't do one study. We wound up doing two. And when both of them came back and said, initially, we thought we were going to build an outdoor amphitheater. We knew we were a music town. We had a lot of call for that. But they came back and said no to the amphitheater, but they said yes to a full-on arena.
I love that. I love that.
It was impressive. You know, a lot of times you do a study and you think you already know the answer, but it's great when they come back and redirect you. But ultimately, that study came back and said that if we would build that arena, the economic impact that we're currently driving, some $60 million a year, would rise up to about $90 million a year.
Nice.
Would create 600 new jobs and really make a profound impact,
yeah,
both on the citizenry as well as the visitors coming into the area.
People coming in. Open air is done everywhere. Not everyone has an arena.
Well, you know, it's funny, particularly for Athens. I think the tough part, or at least what the study said, was the king in Athens is still the University of Georgia.
Go Dogs. That's right.
And what happens in May is they all go away for a period of time, or the majority do. So outdoor venues tend to shine through the summer.
Yeah.
And we would have lost a fair amount of our audience.
Makes a lot of sense.
But with the cover, the air conditioning, right, we can bring conventions, we can bring mm-hmm. family shows, sporting events, concerts, and it really just drives a lot of impact to the area.
Now, were both study results similar, or was there a night and day?
It was almost frightening how similar.
Really?
We did them totally separate. I think they came back, and the number of each specific category of events was almost identical. And that's when we really felt like, okay, we have something.
We have something here. We have something here. We teased it already, but Athens is getting a hockey team. Athens is getting a hockey team.
Amen.
That's very cool. That's very cool. Mr. VP of hockey over there.
We are beyond excited.
Yeah.
To have hockey come here to Athens.
How's the naming going?
It is absolutely incredible.
Do you want me to tell you what it's? No.
Yes, I do. We can turn the mics off real quick. I can edit all day long. I know what I'm polling for. I know that.
You know, we had some ideas in mind when we first got down here.
We got to dive into that.
From our press conference about a month ago, you know, the first thing, you know, I said is we're a community first and a hockey team second.
Right.
So I recently moved down from South Dakota. I lived in somewhat part of this area for 2 years. I was in Greenville. As I told everybody, it was a no-brainer when I wanted to come down here. But with the naming, you know, we sat down and we said, we got to get the community involved with this one. So some of the names we thought of, they showed up. I will tell you this, me personally, Rock Lobsters was not on my list. So I quickly found out
why it should be.
Why it should be.
Yes.
Yep. So I can tell you, we had the top four names. We do have it dwindled down to two.
Do you really?
We do. Yep.
When's that unveiling? Or will there be?
There will be next Wednesday, May 1st.
That's a good day. May 1st, great day.
That's right. We are very, very excited to launch that. Telling everybody, please follow our social media channels on that.
Right.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'll be posting that
down to two
on our social media.
Two.
Yep. So I know a lot of fans and people in the community is extremely
oh, we're taking
anxious,
this seriously.
So. Oh, I know.
No, Scott, we're taking this seriously. I like them all. I'm a Panic fan, though. I like just the idea, the Panic. We're going to the Panic game. We're a team coming in. We're playing the Panic. I mean, I like that.
Yeah, both of them we're really pleased with. There's a lot of neat and unique activations that we can do with both of them. So,
yeah,
you know, I can't wait to see our jerseys, too.
That'll be
good. I'm a big jersey guy.
Are they being I guess they can't be designed yet.
Not yet.
There's probably mock-ups, though, I imagine.
We've got a few mock-ups. That's always a fun process as well.
Now, what is kickoff date?
Our anticipated home opener will be Saturday, October 26th.
This year.
October is going to come quick.
Very quick for some people.
Excited.
Yes. I'm excited about it. But we have with us the arena general manager. So how chaotic is your life between now and the end, or actually not even the end, the now and the 1st of October?
Yeah, it's quite the experience. And, you know, Paul and I were joking about, I think this is about a 9-year, 10-year journey. For about 3 years, we said it had been 8 years. So who knows how long it's
right.
been now.
Probably 10 now.
A while.
But it's been awesome to be, I've been fortunate enough to be a part of it since kind of the inception of the idea, since those first studies came back. Yeah, now it's all becoming very real.
I bet so.
You know, the dreams are definitely, last night was dreaming about stocking a concession stand. Like, and I was like, this isn't going to work. We have so many. So, you know, that's
you
where
need
life
a vacation,
is right now.
A short vacation at this point.
But it's
no
awesome.
Vacations.
No. November, you can have a vacation.
That's right.
But, you know, we're bringing our team together. We're assembling that. We're bringing people through the building, whether it's on tours, being able to announce the pro hockey team. That was a labor of love. And I'd be remiss if didn't say that, you know, Athens already has hockey with the UJ Ice Dogs. And so
they do.
They've been in our home for, you know, the last 10 years and a huge part of the success and leading us to these opportunities, as well as on the concert side. We did a couple shows in our Aikens Ford Arena prior to moving over here. year, and those really, I think, laid the groundwork for what's coming. And when those studies came back and said, hey, you can do an arena, we were like, well, remember how that feels, and we're really excited to be able to bring some of those shows in here. Don't have anything I can announce for you yet,
but, it's okay.
It's coming, and we've got a really exciting calendar, and the folks around the country who, you know, bring those shows, promote those shows, are just super excited to have Athens, to have a larger facility, obviously a huge music history, as just kind of talked about with the hockey team.
Yeah.
But to be able to expand and grow and really support not only those artists that started in Athens and grew up playing in the clubs with 40 Watt and Georgia Theater, but to now have a home they can come back to every year and play in front of their fans.
I love it. This is so cool.
Just one more comment,
please.
If I can,
please.
About Danny and the Ice Dogs coming in. He was a part of that from the inception, and watching that grow from a group that would attract maybe 200 fans, you know, it's a club hockey team at the end of the day, and grow that into a sellout crowd of 1,500 fans for every single hockey game really opened my eyes to say that hockey is a big deal in Athens.
There's a
huge potential. And I think we realize the regionality of coming in with an arena that will host 7,000 for a concert, 5,500 for hockey. It's no longer just about Athens, Georgia. It really needs to be about all of the region.
Regionalism, yes.
And
big fan.
I've watched him get people excited about the Ice Dogs, and I'm just super excited about what we'll do as a team to be able to bring people into downtown Athens. And when you think about coming into downtown, whether it's to see a hockey game or a concert, what an awesome place it is.
Oh, it is.
You've got a downtown that really is unprecedented anywhere else. Being able to bring folks in to enjoy themselves in downtown and then go to the game or the concert, and then when it's over, know that they can go back to the downtown area. We have plenty of hotels in the area. It should be a really, really cool experience at the end of the day.
That has to set you apart from a lot of other towns.
Absolutely.
The quaintness, but you do have the hotels. You got some amazing food. You got things to do. It's a safe environment. I've been to Athens a million times.
It truly does, but I'll tell you the other thing, and I'm going to go into mission and culture here only for a second. But
take your time.
You know, our slogan is simply two words, right? Be impressed.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the team earlier. I think the really cool thing is that our whole team is focused on those two words. And when I say that, I extend that to our new partners going into the arena as well. And I think that's what we really did well. And that is kind of the secret sauce, if you will. Our whole organization is just focused on the experience of the guest. And I think they took a hockey team that was a club hockey team, and they made it a heck of a lot of fun, regardless of how much you knew about hockey. And people came back again and again and again because of that experience, both in the venue and then within the downtown. And downtown has done an amazing job.
Yeah.
Really elevating their game. I was talking to Linda Ford the other day and just complimenting her on what they've done with Clayton Street and how great it looks and how clean it is and all of their efforts there. She's done a great job.
Real quick, I've got to say it. Hockey in person is just awesome.
It's so much fun live.
I'll get off that soapbox. But I want to hear more about the beautiful arena itself. This is not just we threw up some pylons and a tarp. This is a world-class...
Yeah, we're thrilled to welcome people through the doors. At a $151 million project, and I think it's something that the whole region, obviously Athens, can be proud of. It'll be a crown jewel for the community, hopefully for the rest of my lifetime here. And I think the work that we've done at the Classic Center, 30 years old, you walk in the front door, there's new carpet, there's new paint on the building.
Yeah.
I mean, they blew up the Georgia Dome after 25 years.
That's
right.
That's right.
Now they have a gorgeous one now. But, you know, not every building gets to say that. And I think a real goal of ours is that when you walk into our facility, of course, we want it to feel like a new building. It's going to have some of the fun, shiny new toys, and let Jenny speak to some of that. But it'll also have that same feeling. If you walked from our atrium across the street and you came from a reception and then you're going to the show afterwards, we want that same feeling of hospitality and welcoming to come in. And I don't think every arena has that. And we think it's a really great way to separate ourselves.
Nice.
But We also have some really fun amenities that we haven't had to be able to offer before, and that Athens itself really hasn't been able to offer.
Oh, do tell. You're wetting the appetites. Do tell. Do tell.
Well, I can talk a little bit about that. As far as the amenities and what Paul said related to that, we really want to specialize in the experience at the Classic Center. That's the same way with the arena. We are really excited about welcoming people. There's something for everyone at the arena. There's not a bad seat that's going to be in the arena. So we do have three exclusive clubs that will be in the arena.
Okay.
We also have on the top level 22 suites.
Two I was of those, about to ask yeah. you, how are the suites going to be laid out? We have 22, that's good.
Yes, we have 22 suites. We have four mini suites, which seat 8 people, and then we have 16-person suites,
okay.
16 to 24 people. And then we also have club box seats and party suites, which are, there's two of those.
Nice.
And they'll
one,
seat up
one
to
on
50.
Each end.
Yes, one on
perfect,
each end.
Perfect.
One on each side of our A bar. So the A bar is going to be an area where people can kind of socialize and hang out on that level. It's also on the club level where we have club seats too.
Are the suites game by game, or are you selling them for the season?
Yep.
Availabilities?
Yep. So those are being sold for 3, 5, and 7-year terms. So,
oh, really? Long, long term.
Yes. Nice. So people are excited about locking in early because once
half
they're...
Half the inventory is already gone.
Congratulations.
Yes. Wow. Yes, half of the inventory is already gone. Yes. We're very excited about that. I've been doing a lot of tours, hard hat tours, with local and regional businesses, a few every week. Many of those businesses have gotten suites, have also become partners. We've also secured some really great partnerships with... Coke and Aikens Ford, Thornton Brothers, and we are still working on seeking other businesses for partnerships.
I've got to give a shout out on my end. Brad Aikens, been buying trucks from him for years.
One of the best, I'm
yeah,
telling you.
That's all you got to say.
We're not only going to do Aikens Ford, we're also going to promote Wild Willie's, his other business that is there. In fact, one of the A bars will be known as the Raised High Bar, which is a really cool idea that they came
cool
up
idea.
With.
Nice.
And of course, Terrapin and Miller are partners
you
with
gotta
us.
You got to have Terrapin in there.
They're coming in.
There's a law, I think. Seriously. Yeah.
We're really excited. But I do want to say it isn't all about VIP areas, suites, and clubs. There's a tremendous amount of seating for everyone else. And we've even got one area that we've called the Everyman's Club. Anybody can access it. Got
nice.
Sort of upscale food and beverage options. And it's kind of at mid-court. So really, really a great option coming in. The other thing I'd like to say just about the arena and the quality of it, there's a man named Don Deflis, and he has built 58 of these arenas
oh, wow.
that are this size. And 10 years ago, when Danny and I started by going to an IABM arena conference, we bumped into this gentleman, and we're just so impressed with the level of detail that he looked at with every arena. What he does or likes to do is have people come in at the top of the bowl. So, you know, in the center of the mm-hmm. arena is always the action, whether it's basketball, hockey, whatever it may be. But the cool thing about ours is you enter at the main concourse level, and all the way around the bowl, there are these peekaboo opportunities for you to see what's going on with a drink rail. And it just really adds to the experience and opens the arena up, I think, in a unique way that is unique to him.
Danny, no wonder you are dreaming of concession stands and stocking them. And what Paul and Jenny just talked about, you got to be sweating a little bit, brother. I don't blame you. If you're not, you're not human. Let's just call it what it is. I know you're good, but man, you got some pressure, brother.
Hey, I think we're given a great opportunity.
Yeah.
I think that's something that our whole team takes seriously. And everybody that we've interviewed to bring in for these positions, you know, it really has been a nationwide search to bring in great people. And they all kind of tell the same story, right? They see an opportunity, and you don't get many opportunities to open a building and, you know, imprint your culture and your impact on a community. And that's something that we've talked about is my wife and I, we've been in Athens now 15 years. We'll probably be here 15 years more. But if there were ever a day that we left and, you know, you came back, you could say, you know, I had a piece of that, which I think is super unique. And, you know, this arena itself, when people come into it, we want it to feel like home, right? We want it to feel like a place they want to come back to. And whether that's in a suite or if they're in the top row on the glass or just hanging out on the drink rail. I mean, on all these tours, I tell everybody, the A bar on the main concourse, if I was ever able to just come to an event, that's where I'd grab a beer and hang out and watch the show. Because I think it's one of the cool, unique parts of what we're able to do. And, Can't wait to open those doors and bring people in.
I can't wait to see it. I don't know if I want to be inside seeing it or outside seeing it. I don't know. I just want to be there. I've got to be there. Hey, Scott.
Yes, sir.
You guys better play some good hockey because they're building you a gorgeous arena, man.
Oh, I know.
And I'm joking about the good hockey. Hey, as long as the team shows up. Get the team
much
there.
More than that.
Get the
much
team there. That's going to be important.
We definitely plan on putting a winning product on the ice.
That'd be awesome.
And as Danny alluded to, it is a privilege to play in a brand new arena. I've worked in a couple different arenas now, and as Paul also alluded to their culture, it's been A+ and beyond impressive working with Paul, Danny, Jenny, and the rest of their staff. We want to keep that and have a good culture on our end. And yes, winning always cures a lot, too.
It smooths a lot of things over now, don't it?
Yes, sir, it does.
What league?
So we will be in the FPHL. So it's the Federal Prospects Hockey League. A single A for baseball fans out there to get a perspective on it.
Right.
It's single A hockey. It's a great league. I have a great relationship with their commissioner. And, you know, it's been exciting for me to meet some of the owners and presidents of the other teams in this league. And I'm excited this week, too. I hope I get it tomorrow. We're supposed to get a rough outline of our schedule.
All right.
Completely. So
all right.
We do know our anticipated home opener, but that's one of the best parts of the offseason, really, getting our staff and involving the staff with the Classic City Arena and going over promos and theme nights and
gotcha.
All that good stuff. And, you know, our team, too, winning, of course, is great. We plan on winning. I would love a ring.
If you're not planning on winning, you probably don't need to be anyway.
Correct.
Just saying, you know.
But as Paul and Danny were talking about, too, we will also have something for everybody. People like different aspects of hockey, you know. People love the fights.
That's right.
But theme nights and things like that, as we put that together, we'll have a bunch of family-friendly nights for folks. And
awesome.
So we're really looking forward to that. And funny story, this is really cool news, too, and we'll announce them in June. But we did sign our head coach.
Nice.
So
we have a coach.
We have a coach.
That's important.
We do have a coach.
That's important. Get him there.
His pedigree is very, very impressive. Nice. So he'll start putting the team together, and that's always going to be a lot of fun too. When we announce the guys throughout the summer, and keep, you know, when it's 95, 100 degrees down here, you know, hockey's usually not the first thing on people's minds.
Right,
but we're
right.
going to keep people thinking about hockey before we get going. But we're stoked.
That arena's going to be nice and cool though.
Yes, it will.
So
yes,
it's 95 degrees in August, when is the season? Forgive me.
Yeah, no problem. So we'll get going in October.
October,
28 game home schedule through about mid-April, and then we got playoffs
end of
after
April.
That. Yep.
Well, darn right you got playoffs.
Absolutely, yep.
Now, is the championship played in one of the two teams' arena, or is it in a neutral site?
Nope, it's similar to NHL playoffs.
Okay.
It'll be a series format.
It is a series.
Yep.
Yeah.
On that note, we plan on winning a lot of games.
We're gonna have home ice. Yeah, we're gonna have a championship round in May, I guess.
Yep.
First of May.
Yep, that's the plan.
I like that idea. I like this guy.
Yeah, we'll just have to schedule it around Disney on Ice.
Well, that's important too now, you know. That could be interesting.
No, we're excited on the family show side too. To kind of balance out the calendar we've got Disney on Ice already coming in here next year, and Harlem Globetrotters, and so those family shows I think are another great aspect to be able to bring people in, and you know, some of those traditional events that you've had to travel to Atlanta before or somewhere else, you'll have them right here in your backyard.
20-30 minute drive instead of an hour and a half of maybe sitting in traffic, or 2 hours of sitting. Yeah, never mind. Yeah, I'd much rather go to Athens.
Amen. I can't help but mention this part of it. I'm sitting here in this great facility that really educates the youth and the future workforce. And I just wanted to say that the arena really sort of elevated our game in the area of workforce development as well. We've long been a partner in that, partnering with the Community College, Athens Technical College, and University of Georgia, and the Career Academy. But now we've actually become a learning lab. So if you're a student who really aspires to go into hotel management, event management, music management, or sports management, you can actually use our entire complex as a learning lab.
Wow.
You can earn college credit while you're working in our building and while you're getting paid and developing your own resume. You know, we take the service part of that mission pretty seriously as
well.
And I'm really proud. Not only have we been able to partner with the educational organizations, but our cultural foundation, when people become a member of that, they're actually contributing funds that allow us to give out today almost $60,000 a year to area students so that they can aspire to do better and better, and we can help build a world-class workforce right here in our region.
I love it. Paul, how did you pull that off, man? That's rhetorical. Congratulations on that.
Well,
no, I'm
thank
serious.
You. It, you know, it goes back to the same thing of whether it's hockey or events or education, there comes a part of it that it just needs to be fun, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, my board had the idea, couldn't we start this cultural foundation and maybe have people contribute funds to become a member of it? And then we feed them before the Broadway shows. We offer trips that they can go on to raise money. Yeah. That's where the idea of Wine Weekend came from, the recent beer festival. Mm-hmm. So we're always looking to raise funds to help the students, but at the same time, offer our patrons a really great time.
An enjoyable time.
I think the other thing that we're doing under the service component of that mission is we're aware of who we are and how big our footprint has gotten over the years. So we really worked hard, Danny and I together, to make sure that this new venue is going to be a silver LEED certified building coming in. And it's pretty cool that we have put solar panels on the entirety of the roof of the arena.
Nice.
And on our 58,000 square foot exhibit hall. We've done that, and we did something called an energy performance contract. Collectively, those things have saved a tremendous amount of energy. We're operating at about half of what we originally started energy consumption-wise when we began.
Awesome. Big congratulations on that.
Thanks.
Yeah. Paul, the gang here, I love everything you all are doing. How do the folks track you down? How do they get a hold of you? How do they buy those tickets? Because I know they're season tickets.
Yeah, you can always visit us at classiccenter.com. We also, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We did just start our Classic Center Arena Instagram. So if you're interested in those specific related to the arena, please give us a follow there. That's the first place you can find any shows that come up with our theater or arena. Make sure to follow us on there. Follow our newsletters. Join the Classic Center Cultural Foundation for an opportunity to buy things first. Whenever those shows get announced, you have that opportunity before anybody else. So those are the ways to find us. And I know Scott will tell you about hockey.
Absolutely. Please follow us, athensprohockey.com, athensprohockey on all of our social media channels. The exciting part next week, all those domains will be changing. So stay tuned.
Nice.
We have a lot of really neat upcoming events that we're doing. Obviously, the naming of the team May 1st, and then Saturday, May 11th from 11 to 1, we are hosting our first ever Select a Seat event for folks that are interested in looking at season tickets or, you know, some sort of mini plan or something like that. But it's a great opportunity to come out, see the progress that's going on with the arena as well. In June, we will get a date finalized, but stay tuned for that. We will hold a press conference for our first head coach here for
Looking
pro hockey in Athens.
Looking forward to that. Yeah.
Thank you again for having me on. Very excited to get this going. Really looking forward to growing the game of hockey here in Athens and the surrounding community.
One other thing, if I may, that I would like to invite the community to.
You got the full forum here. No one here is going to say no, I promise.
I know that a lot of people are interested in coming out and seeing the arena just to kind of see what's coming to town and maybe even pick out some premium seating or partnership opportunities. I am giving tours, like I said, a couple of times a week and would love to have the community out. If you're a local business or even an individual and you want to come see what's coming to town, we'd love to have you out. You can find my contact information on the website under the premium seating section.
Premium seating. Search out Jenny. Are you there by name?
I should be, but I'm happy to give out my number too.
Oh, wow. This is a big step.
So it's 912-710-0998.
Say that again. They write slow.
They write slow. Okay.
They write slow.
912-710-0998.
Well, everyone, thank you for coming in. This was fun.
It's great.
It was.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
us.
I was excited and nervous all at the same time.
Same.
It always works.
Awesome. They're going to play my music any second. That means I have to wrap up. So you know how that goes.
I do. Thanks again for having us.
You're always welcome here. Folks, for Paul, for Jenny, for Scott, for Danny. Danny, get some rest, brother.
Do my best.
This was fun. Folks, check out We Are Getting Hockey in Athens. I'm Tom Sheldon. We'll talk to you soon.
Life is full of ifs. But if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.